grieved at his loss. He had been here many years, as you know, and though, as you also know, he was not the most genial of men, and had more than a little of the martinet in his composition. He appears to have been active in good works, and unsparing of trouble to himself. Poor Mrs. Hunt, who has been his housekeeper ever since she left Woodley, is quite overcome. It seems like the end of the world to her. I am glad that I did not entertain the idea of taking quarters at the rectory, and have declined several kindly offers of hospitality from people in the place, preferring, as I do, to be independent, and finding myself very comfortable here. You will, of course, wish to know what has been done in the way of inquiry and search. First, nothing was to be expected from investigation at the rectory, and to be brief, nothing has transpired. I asked Mrs. Hunt, as others had done before, whether there was either any unfavourable symptom in her master, such as might portend a sudden stroke or attack of illness, or whether she had ever had reason to apprehend any such thing. But both she and also his medical man were clear that this was not the case. He was quite in his usual health. In the second place, naturally, ponds and streams have been dragged, and fields in the neighbourhood where he is known to have visited last have been searched, without result. I have